Proclamation number 5116 of 27th of April, 1951. God's Word Truth. Living faith recognizes Father's voice. My word is conveyed to earth in all purity. You humans are not aware of what you receive, for you are indifferent to the truth and don't know that you absolutely have to accept the truth in order to become blissfully happy. You receive all kinds of knowledge from outside of which you have no certainty that it is the truth. And thus you are completely unclear as to what you should accept as truth, and on the other hand you are aware that you have to give yourselves an explanation and that you can decide for yourselves whether you are far from or close to the truth. You can find it but you don't look for it, and therefore you also miss the great miracle which your Father and Creator works on you from eternity, that you hear His word directly from above and thus the purest truth is imparted to you from above, a knowledge which gives you information about everything that is unclear to you. It is an act of greatest mercy towards you humans, for your indifference towards the truth makes you unworthy of this best rule of grace. Yet I pour out my spirit upon a few devoted people in order to bring the truth closer to all of you, which you urgently need for your beatification. A connection has been created from the spiritual to the earthly kingdom, and therefore people have to adjust themselves spiritually in order to grasp the gifts imparted from there and let them take effect. They have to disregard the world as long as the spiritual influx touches them in order to feel its effect. Otherwise they will also pass by the spiritual knowledge from the heavens unimpressed and not recognize its value. The truth comes to you and you pay no attention to it. I myself am the truth, and thus I come to meet you in the word from above and want to be received by you. Yet how often do you refuse me the door? You keep it closed and do not grant me entrance. And this always when my word is offered to you and you reject it, when the truth is brought to you and you prefer the world and for its sake take no notice of me, of what my love and grace offers you. You certainly have the excuse that you don't know whether it is the truth, yet you don't take the trouble to examine it either, otherwise you would very well recognize the abundance of wisdom hidden in it, which can only come from a giver who is wise in himself and lovingly seeks to introduce you to the eternal truth. You do not seek and therefore cannot find either. For as soon as you seek me I will also let myself be found, and then I myself will offer you nothing but the truth. Hence the indifference towards truth also extends to me. And all you humans who pretend to believe in me do not speak the truth if you simultaneously reject my word which originates from me. For if you believe in me alive you will also recognize my voice and gladly accept my word because it testifies to me and only strengthens your faith. Anyone who believes in me also seeks to fathom me, and the words from above sound to him like a sweet promise and confirmation of myself. Yet only a few seek me and will find me, for the people of the world are blind and deaf and the light of my word does not penetrate their eyes and ears, and therefore humanity walks in darkness and only rarely can lights flash and illuminate the surroundings. But anyone who prefers the night flees from the light and will remain in darkness forever. Amen.